In the first assignment, we will show that the expectation of e to the power a times bt is finite. And we can do this actually for any a in R because bt has the same distribution as minus bt. And okay, so let's start to compute this expectation. Well, first of all, we know that bt has normal distribution with mean zero and variance t. So the density function is this one. And we can plug it in. So the expectation of e to the a times bt is the integral over r of this function here. And here we can do a little bit modification. So we multiply ax with 2t and divide by 2t, and we join it with the x squared. And there's a plus sign in front of ax, and there we have a minus sign and another minus sign. And we want to express this as a square, so we can add the term at squared. But we also have to subtract this term. And now this first part gives x minus at squared. And this part is left. And there's a minus sign and another minus sign that gives a plus here. Okay, this term at squared over 2t, this does not depend on x. So this gives just a constant, and we can take it outside from the integral. And we can make a change of variables, set y equal to x minus at. And what we get under the integral is just the integral of the density function of bt. And the integral of the density function is, of course, 1. So this expectation is e to the a squared t over 2. And this is finite for any a. In number 2, we are given processes Lt. And we are supposed to check if they are simple processes and then compute the Itô integral and write it as a sum according to the definition. Okay, so first of all, in A, Lt is B2 times the indicator function of the time interval from 2 to 10. Now, B2 is F2 measurable, so that's this condition is satisfied. But then we need that this random variable should be also bounded, and B2 is not bounded because it has normal distribution, and normal distributed random variables are not bounded. They can get a very large value with a positive probability, slash large values as we like. So this is not a simple process. In B, we have sine of B2 times the integer function from 2 to 10, okay. B2 is F2 measurable, so this is satisfied. And also the sine function is bounded because it's between minus 1 and 1. So here we can compute the Itô integral. And just by definition, here we have the definition. So the Itô integral is you get by summing up these terms where we take the random variable and multiply with the change in the process bt on the according time interval. Okay, so between 0 and 1, ls is 0. So this would be 0 times b2 minus b1. And then between 2 and 3, we have sine of B2. And then from 3 to 10, the process is 0. So the only term that is left is this sign, B2 times B3 minus B2. And in C, the process LT is the minimum of absolute value of B2 and 3 on time interval from 1 to 10. Okay, this is bounded, but we would need that this function should be F1 measurable because this applies on the time interval from 1 to 10. So this should be F1 measurable, and it's not because B2 is not F1 measurable. In 3, we are computing the eta isometry. That means the expectation of the square of eta integrals. And we are given two processes LT, and these are both simple processes because in A, LT is a deterministic step function, and in B, depends on B2 on time interval from 2 to 10, and this is adapted because B2 is F2 measurable. Okay. Now the eta isometry says that the expectation of the square is the expectation of the Lebesgue integral of the square. So this is what we are using. So in A, we have this eta integral, and we put the square in and integrate with respect to the Lebesgue measure. And now, okay, 2 to the power 2, it gives a 4. The product of these two integer functions is 0. And the square of this part is just this indicator function, because 1 to the power 2 is 1 and 0 to the power 2 is 0. So that's why the square of the indicator function is the indicator function itself. And so we have an integral from 0 to 1 of the number 4, and that gives a 4. And then we have integral of 1 on the interval from 2 to 3, and that gives a 1. So the outcome is 5. And in B, we have integer function of B2 on the interval from 0 to infinity, and then this applies on the time interval from 2 to 10. And now we are computing this integral from 0 to 3. So again, we plug in the square inside, but the square of the integer function is the integer function itself. So we could put the squares here and just get the squares of the integer functions, but that's the integer functions themselves. And now this function here, this is integrable, so we can change the order of expectation and this Lebesgue integral by Fubini, and put the expectation inside the integral. And this expectation here, this is just the probability of the event that B2 is on the interval 0, infinity. This probability that B2 is greater than or equal to 0, and that is 1/2 because B2 has normal distribution, which means 0. Okay, and then we have the integer function from 2 to 10. So actually we would integrate from 2 to 3 here, and this would be, then we could drop this integer function here. So we integrate from 2 to 3, this number 1/2, and it's a 1/2. In number four, we apply Itô's formula, and we are given even certain processes. And for Itô's formula, we can Itô's formula we use for processes this form. So xt is x0, usually a constant, and then integral from 0 to t, bs ds, and integral from 0 to t, sigma s, dbs, and this b and sigma need to satisfy certain conditions. So the sigma needs to be in the space L2. So sigma should be, so this mapping, oops. Mapping T omega mapping to sigma T omega should be measurable with respect to the product sigma algebra, Borel sigma algebra between zero and capital T and F. And sigma T should be FT measurable. And then the expectation of the integral from zero to t, sigma t squared should be finite. So this is the space L2. And if we look what are our sigmas in this assignment, then in the first one, we have t times bt. So this corresponds to the function ftx mean t times x. So x is xt is bt. So this means that actually b is zero here, and sigma is just one. And in B, we have bt squared. So there is no t there, no t variables, just bt. So ftx is x squared. And here again, b is zero and sigma is one. So xt is equal to bt when this b is zero and sigma is one. Okay, and x0 should be zero also. Okay, and in C we have bt to the power n. So again, we only have this bt, so this is x to the n. And in D we have this integral from zero to t sigma s dbs squared, and sigma is assumed to be in L2. So this is okay, but we assume that sigma is in L2 and b is zero. And in E, we have sine of t plus bt, and there are two options. We can treat this as a function of t and x, or as a function of x. So we can choose here the process xt t plus bt, and then sine of x, or xt equals bt and sine of t plus x. So there are two choices there. Okay, so b and sigma are either constants, or then sigma is in L2 by assumption as in D. So these conditions for b and sigma are satisfied. Oh yeah, the condition for b is that it should be jointly measurable and adapted and it's integrable. So when B is a constant, it does satisfy these conditions. Okay, so we can use Itô's formula for all of these functions, because these are also differentiable, these Fs. So F should be smooth enough. Okay, so in the first one, f tx is t times x, and x0 is 0. So if ftx is t times x, then here we have 0. The derivative with respect to t is x. And in this a, this is just b. And derivative with respect to x is s. But b was equal to 0 in a. And sigma was equal to 1. And again, we have here derivative with respect to x. So this is s. And the second derivative is 0. No, this is 1. And sigma squared is 1. No, that's 0 because we are differentiating with respect to x, so that's a 0. So the first derivative with respect to x is s, and then we differentiate this s with respect to x, so this is 0. Okay, so what is left here is this term, integral from 0 to t, bs, ds, and this term, integral from 0 to t, s, dbs. Okay, in B, we have bt squared, so the function f is x squared, and b is 0, and sigma is 1. So this does not depend on t at all, so the derivative with respect to t is 0, and the derivative with respect to x, this is 2, xs, and x is now bs. But this b is 0. And sigma is 1. And here we have the derivative with respect to x. So this is 2 bs. And the second derivative with respect to x, that would be then 2. And sigma squared is 1. So what we get here is, okay, and here we have 0 because x0 is 0. So this is x0 squared. So that's 0. Okay. So what we have here, this one gives integral from 0 to t to bs dbs. And this one gives just a 1/2 and a 2, and they cancel out. So integral from 0 to t ds, and this is t. Okay, then in C, we have bt to the power n. So again, ftx does not depend on t, it's just x to the n. And x0 is 0, so this is 0 here, x0 to the n. And this is 0 and B is 0. And the derivative with respect to x is now n times x to the n minus 1. And xs is equal to bs. And here sigma is 1. And then the second derivative with respect to x, this is n times n minus 1. Bs to the n minus 2. And sigma squared is then this is 1. So what we get is integral from 0 to t n times bs to the n minus 1 dbs from this term, and here we get n times n minus 1 divided by 2 integral from 0 to t bs to the n minus 2 ds. Okay, that's the same answer here. And in D, we have again a function that depends only on the x variable. And now sigma is some process in L2. So in D, f gx is x squared, and b is 0, and sigma is some process in L2. Okay, the derivative with respect to t is again 0. And oh yeah, x0 is 0. So this first one is 0. And here we have 2xs, but b is 0. 2xx and sigma is now sigma. And the second derivative with respect to x, this is just 2. So the first line gives zeros, the second line gives zeros, the third line gives integral from 0 to t. 2xs sigma s dbs. And this xs, we can, if you like, we can write as integral from 0 to s. How was it? Say sigma u dbu, if we like. And the last line, okay, 1 half and 2 cancel out. So we get just integral from 0 to t sigma squared. And in the last one, we have sine of t plus bt. And okay, now we can choose which f to use. So let's choose, for example, this first one, and choose a b is 0 and sigma is 1, and the function f depends on t and x. Again, x0 is 0, so we have sine of 0 plus 0, this is 0, And then the derivative with respect to t. So the derivative of sine is cosine. So this would give cosine of s plus xs. B is zero. Sigma is one. And the derivative with respect to x is cosine of s plus xs. And the second derivative with respect to x, that would give minus sine of s plus xx, and then sigma squared is one here. So from the first line, we get integral from zero to t cosine of s plus xs ds. Second line is zero. Third line is integral from zero to t cosine of s plus xs ds. Oh yeah, and xs is now ds, so let's write it. And the last line gives minus 1/2 integral from zero to t sine of s plus bs ds. Okay, it looks the same.